Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Frida Orr, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I normally am, but I'm a little sluggish this morning. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on this show that has been successful in their businesses and has continued to be successful in their business. And it also inspires me to know when I've touched someone and it took my advice to doing what they want to do. If it's just building their career, building themselves up, whatever it is, just always, again, surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus your plans and your provisions. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your dream, your life, your reality. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other so we can have these different styles of infallible women to discuss what positive insights they have on their businesses. Remember, again, we give you handy phone numbers, business ideas, job ideas, leads, all different types of things on the show. So just remember that. Last week, we kind of discussed some home-based business opportunities. We talked about how to overcome your obstacles. We also talked about developing a mission statement for your business. So today, we're going to be talking about some more business ideas, and I have a few emails I want to read with you guys just to kind of share some insight, kind of go back from the blast from the past from a few people. But before I get to that, I'm going to give you guys your dose of reality. Got to give you guys your dose of reality. Got to give you your love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I am fine, girl. A little sluggish this morning. I got to tell you this real quick before we get into our reality segment. Girl, went to the gas station yesterday. A lady walked up to me and asked me for $5 for gas because she didn't have any gas money. And she was dressed real nice in a little mini coupe. So I gave her the $5. Well, actually, I paid for my gas and I paid for hers. And, you know, the helper didn't say thank you. She got her gas and drove off.
Well, first of all, coupe, and she was dressed nice. That was indication she was
I don't know, but she was dressed better than I was. And I was like, oh, my God, I always say, you know, help people out. Do for people. You know, I'll give my blessings, whatever it was. You know, sometimes I may not have a little change in my pocket. But, however, she just didn't say thank you. That was just the part that was just hard for me to swallow. I was like, oh, Lord, okay. I just had to vent that out real quick. All right, let's get to our love and hip hop to Atlanta reunion part two. I didn't really like anything.
Yeah,
I just, you know, but I love to see my boo up there.
Well, of course, and he tried to call people out, but you know, it was.
He did, didn't he? I was like, boo, sit down, baby. It's gonna be all right. But I did. I want people to know I did hear back from his camp. So hopefully I'll be getting him on my interview soon. So then I can put him to rest.
Oh,
so
Lord.
What you think about Stevie J and Mimi when they brought her Nico out? When they brought, it looked like it was a jealousy, I think. What you think?
Well, that's Stevie J's ex-girlfriend, and as you know, Nico's her new boyfriend, so it's going to be a little hate in there. I figured they didn't break up. I knew they...
I really thought they had broke up. I thought it was over. I mean, that's what I thought. Yeah, I guess it was like how the host asked, what's her name? Curtin, old girl, was their thing for the show, and she said no, it wasn't for the show.
I would hope not. Nothing serious like that. I don't care.
Well, yeah, that's what she.
It ain't that serious.
That's what she was saying too. Yeah. I don't know, but. It wasn't all. I mean, it was okay. Did you enjoy K. Michelle's performance?
Yeah, the girl can actually sing.
I
wish her the best. I knew she was gonna be on Hip Hop New York. I'm glad she is, because that show is boring. So she need to.
She needs
to be on that show to liven it up a little bit.
That's what I was gonna say. She gonna liven it up a whole lot. But what tickled me the most is, well, not tickle me, but I didn't realize how big her butt was when she had on that little outfit.
Girl.
That girl got a big donkey donk.
I think it was a little enhanced, but, hey, I'm not a hater.
I don't know. I ain't a hater either. When she turned to the side a couple times, I said, oh, my God, is that real?
That's too much.
No, she actually sounded pretty good, though. I love her voice. I thought her voice was, very capturing. I didn't too much care for the song, but I loved her voice. I didn't really think she could sing like that.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah. But who else was jumping off on there? My Mama D and Shay and Erica passed a few words.
Yeah,
and I was like,
it wasn't like last reunion show. Even Jocelyn was a lot calmer.
She was
than
a
she
lot
was
calmer.
Past.
That's what I say. She has really changed, though. That's what I don't like. She's changed. But I was laughing at Lil Scrappy wanted to call Erica out about messing with a married man. I wanted to hear that about that.
Yeah, that was.
I want to hear
about that. That was kind of a low blow.
That was a low blow, but he didn't get to finish his. His stuff.
Well,
I
he didn't
to
need
heal.
To because that was irrelevant. As far as the show, we saw that other girls was texting him and stuff like that. We didn't know anything about with her dealing with a married man. So that's why that's a low blow. Don't stoop down.
He was trying to get. He was trying to get the heat off of him. He was trying to get the heat off of him.
That ain't cool. Just admit
you're wrong
and move on.
I know. Lil Scrappy. I love you, Lil Scrappy. That's my boo. And when Nico came out, I laughed when Benzino stood up like he was going to do something. And Baby Bob said, sit down, Benzino, sit down. You're not going to do nothing. I say,
He just trying to be relevant. I'm sorry. Her storyline is so old.
I hope they don't bring them back. I'm hoping they don't bring them back because they was really boring. They was boring. He need to go back and do his Chris Brown DJing and Hustle or whatever they supposed to do. I don't know. But I want to tell you, I watched a tad bit of Hollywood Exes. I didn't watch a lot, but I watched a little bit. I don't know if you watched it Sunday, but R. Kelly Wife, she is something else.
She's becoming more and more
comfortable.
And it's
out
like,
of the shell or whatever it is.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. It's like you're doing a little too much. I don't know if she want to stay on the show, stay relevant on the show or what, but.
And what's the lady name that was married to the baseball player? She had the nose job. The white lady who had the party.
Jessica.
Well, her. I don't like that nose job. I think it's a little too Latoya Jackson. I'm looking. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they can party. They can party.
They stay partying, but speaking of exes, Basketball Wives coming on next week.
I know. I saw that preview. I saw Evelyn shooting the eyes at her eyes was about to shoot up. What was her name? Oh, my God. I can't think of the girl's name. Her and Tammy going to get into it. Oh, what's her name? They're always snitching and telling on everybody.
I can't remember. Susie,
yeah. Girl, like, she was going to shoot Susie with her eyes.
I know.
And who's that newcomer? And I like that new look. I like Shawnee's new look. She got long hair this time.
Yeah,
I kind of like that. Yeah, she is. I say, who is this newcomer they got on here? They got somebody. Who's that new lady that they included?
Somebody's new ex-wife, I guess.
I was like, okay, y'all. I was like, what's going on?
I guess they left out the other girl, Kenya Bell.
Kenya not going to be on there. So it ain't going to hardly be as good, I guess, you know, since she's so scary, because she can show move quick with it. When Evelyn move around, that's just too funny.
Yes, she can.
I don't know. Hopefully, they'll give us something to talk about next week, the Basketball Wives, because since my love and hip-hop to Atlanta is gone off, can't wait till it comes out next season. And hopefully Stevie J and Jocelyn have their show so we can see what's going to jump off with them. So, I don't know.
That's,
I guess we just want to wait and see. Well, thank you, sweetheart, for calling in, and you have a good day. I'll see you. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right, guys. That was our reality segment of Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. We had to throw some other few things in there because, you know, it wasn't that good if you guys watched it last night. But I know one thing you guys are going to have to tune in tonight to Have and the Have Nots by Tyler Perry. That is one fabulous show. Kudos to Tyler Perry on that one. Yeah, I got to wait and see what's going to happen to Candace. I love that show. All right, guys. All right. Going to take a quick break. Going to give you guys your blast from the past. When I come back, going to give you briefly some upcoming events that's coming up. Then going to briefly talk about some home-based business opportunities that I found for you guys. Read a few emails that I have to share with you guys. Enjoy your blast from the past. Be right back. We'll be right back. guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. We had a little technical difficulties with our blast from the past, but I still hope you guys enjoyed it. Anyway, as much as I get your emails on songs, I did put some of your songs in there, but again, we had some technical difficulties, but again, I'm glad you got it. So anyway, want to share a few emails that I got from a few my listeners. They kind of want to go over some things that they wanted me to talk about. I got an email from Jackie, and she wanted some steps on how to write her book. And Jackie, thank you for your email. I will do this for you probably in another week or so, but I will send you the steps via email. I hope you're listening today. Got another email from Carla. She wanted to know or get the steps or get the right direction on how to start in a boutique. I will send you that as well. Thank you, Carla, for that email. Melva Brown wanted to let me know that she did take some advice and she started a coffee shop. And she's just getting everything underway, and she will email me all that information so I can advertise for her. And kudos to you, Melva Brown. Again, let us know where you are so we can go ahead and send your business. And thank you for taking my ideas and running with it. I really appreciate that. Going to give you quickly some information, again, about how to start a business. Again, when you're starting a home-based business or any type of business, the mistakes that you're doing from home is when you launch a business, you can provide tremendous flexibility of the kind of work-life and balance. So, again, remember, when you're doing a business from home, you have to have balance. So always remember that. So some mistakes and challenges that you can face is spending too much time at home. So instead of doing all your business at home, find something that you can do outside. If it's just like meetings or networking seminars, try to take the time and do some face-to-face meetings to kind of get out the house with that. And again, allow interruptions with your business, like taking personal phone calls, dealing with family members, watching TV. Kind of avoid those interruptions so you can get your businesses focused and businesses going. Think about that as well. Kind of think about another one is failing to create adequate workspace. Keep your workspace away from your home space or your living area. Kind of remain organized. And again, the last thing is keeping a daily planner to kind of start your day off with a plan so you'll know exactly what you're going to do for that day so you won't get behind or, you know, so you can just kind of follow a little schedule. So think about those things. So I have a few little business ideas that I want to kind of share with you guys. Let's see, the Master Touch. This is a franchise, and the website is www.tmtopportunity.com. Their number is 1-866-932-5353. Here's another one. Work at home. Create your personalized books. Their number is 1-800-275-7770. And the last one I kind of want to give you guys is e-commerce exchange. This one is how to do a online superstore. And the website is ecxstores.com. And their number is 1-800-639-6644. Those are the only three that I have for you guys today. If I said those fairly quickly, please email me and I will send those back to you via email. And again, thank you ladies for sharing your emails and your stories with me. Going to take another quick break and give you a commercial break, and I'll be right back. Nazzy, Jazzy, and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. Oh.
women playing real football, real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston's best women's football team. Contact the team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Check it out so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? We'll call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. You know anyone that has anger management problems? Well, contact High Hope Outreach Center. They're a new anger management facility that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. Sour, then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at OpenTalk2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. All right, guys, welcome back, welcome back. That was my commercials. Hope you guys enjoyed that as well. Again, I want to apologize earlier for my blast in the past. We had technical difficulties. So I'm going to quickly just go over with you guys what we're going to be going over next week. Going to have a few callers calling in from Chase Bank to tell you how to get some loans and how to repair or build your credit. Going to have someone calling in from TXU Energy on how to cut your utility costs. Also, Ameritrade will have a guest also for that to give you some information on retirement and investing and maybe some estate planning as well. Hope you guys can tune in with me again next Tuesday, August the 20th. I will be back. Remember, guys, Open Talk 2 will be going Ustream and YouTube in September, our first segment. Going to show you and introduce you to the lovely ladies on the panel. Again, I finally received a few artist demos from Houston. Houston, I can honestly say we got a lot of talent. Again, I need Houston artists, not Atlanta. So, Atlanta, thank you for showing me some love for your demos. You're very creative, too. So, but again, we'll be back August the 20th at 10 a.m., guys, follow me on Facebook, like me on, I'm sorry, follow me on Twitter, like me on Facebook. Oh, I also want to mention really quickly, Houston Power Women Football is having tryouts this next Saturday, August the 24th. We'll give out the location next week. If you want to be a part of the Houston Power, check out their website at www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. Again, the tryouts will be next Saturday, August 24th. It's
possibly going to be at 8 a.m. I will be out there, maybe trying out. I'm not sure. If you want to know, come out. Again, email me, guys, your audio tapes and demos at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, thank you, Houston Talents, for showing me some love. All right, ladies, again, thank you for your emails. Guys, hope you guys have an awesome week, hump day, weekend. See you back next Tuesday, August the 20th at 10 a.m. Going to leave you out with another old blast from the past since the other one was messed up. Hope you guys have a good day.
All right. All right. Blast from the past. Thank you.